This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A $4 trillion budget and a teenager wins gold at the Olympics for USA. Go USA. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So let's start first with the budget. Boy, it's a thick book. In fact, I was looking at it today. So Donald Trump, the president, releases his $4 trillion budget for 2019. Let me give you a couple of highlights about this budget. So the proposal is, again, $4 trillion, and with a little bit more, and it projects at $1 trillion or so in federal deficit. Unlike what happened last year, he doesn't come close to promising a balanced federal ledger even after 10 years. So the 2019 budget was originally designed to kind of double down, if you will, on last year's proposals to slash foreign aid, the Environmental Protection Agency, home heating assistance, and other non-defense programs, of course, funded by Congress. It would take me 2 hours to go through the entire budget, actually probably more than that. We saw a little sneak peek of it on Sunday when it focused on the crumbling infrastructure that we see around us in the United States. He's going to ask in this budget for a $13 billion increase over 2 years for opioid prevention, treatment, and long-term recovery. Also, $23 billion for border security. That includes $18 billion for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border and money for more detention beds for detained immigrants, because that's a huge problem. So the new budget deal and last year's tax cuts also show the return of the $1 trillion-plus deficits. So last year, the budget predicted a $526 billion budget deficit for the 2019 fiscal year starting October 1st. I know it's a lot of numbers. Instead, it's set to extend the $1 trillion once the cost of the new spending pact, let's say, and the tax cuts are added to the Congressional Budget Office's projection. So Mike Mulvaney, the former Tea Party congressman, he runs the White House Budget Office, said over the weekend that Trump's new budget, if implemented, would tame the deficit over time. I think that's actually smart words, because who's coming out and you come out and you start swinging and saying you're going to do what you can to completely cure the deficit? That's not happening when you look at all the dollars that have gone down the tubes before we even got into this presidential year and last year. So presidential budgets tend to, for the most part, kind of come up with the same elements year after year. Details aren't yet available. So the president's budget is likely to curb crop insurance costs, cut student loan subsidies, reduce pension benefits for federal workers, and cut food stamps, along with other proposals. And again, these are just really broad strokes from this budget. And there's been a lot of reaction to the president's budget. Thumbs up, thumbs down, some saying ridiculous, some saying makes sense. Ramp up with what we're talking about with the wall, etc., and then look for ways to be able to cut that. So Trump's budget actually swaps some food stamp money for boxes of food. And see, that's the thing. Some of those finer details aren't available. I'm just going to quickly tell you about this one because I thought this was kind of interesting. So the budget has changes to the program. It would involve recipients getting boxes of food in place of roughly half of the money they normally get. So see, now it's called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The budget cuts the amount of money that would actually be dedicated to it by $129 billion over a 10-year period. So the proposal would apply to Americans receiving at least $90 a month. That's about 80% of the program's recipients, if you will, now. So instead, the remainder of their benefit would go on a on a card for use at approved grocery retailers. And they're saying this is a much more cost-effective way to generate savings to taxpayers with no loss in food benefits. So on face value, it might look like there's a loss of food benefits, but it wouldn't be. The USDA claims states could likely deliver the food boxes at a cost that's actually lower than what the government has spent per recipient under the current system. So basically, it's a tweak to the current system. In fact, Hunger Free America CEO Joel Berg was on NPR and he said they've managed to propose nearly the impossible, taking over $200 billion worth of food from low-income Americans and reducing choices. So there would be the negative. Combined with other proposal changes to the SNAP program, the cuts would then shave $213 billion plus off the budget over 10 years. So again, there's arguments as to whether this will actually help because of the boxes of food, or does it take away benefits, or what actually happens in the mix. And I think the boxes of food actually could be intriguing, but again, it goes to the states, it goes to the cost, and everything in between. So these are just some of the broader strokes and not some of the finer points. And I guess, you know, that's obviously part of it. All right, one note on Rob Porter, because we talked about Rob Porter so much. Here's what the president said today. President Trump was blindsided, he said, by the allegations of domestic abuse against his staff secretary and called Rob Porter a sick puppy. Yep, unnamed sources. According to CBS News, reported Trump wouldn't have likely had any knowledge of the details of Porter's personal history, which includes accusations by two ex-wives that he physically and emotionally abused them, because Porter's ex-wives have accused him of domestic abuse, with one even showing photographs that were printed all over the place of herself. She had a black eye and put a black eye on the White House for stuff that now has happened. Didn't they know? How are they vetting? All that stuff, which she claims she got from Porter. I will say this. Hello, vetting process needs to be better. That was ridiculous when that photo came out. There's no doubt about it. So the president says he's a sick puppy. That's what he said at a White House news briefing. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee said Sanders read a statement from Trump voicing his support for abuse victims after he certainly got backlash or blowback for not seeming sympathetic to domestic abuse victims. All right, let's get on to the joy of celebrating Khloe Kim. Yes, indeed, the teenager. I watched this, too. I wanted to see it because she's phenomenal. If you want to get a kick out of an American teenager who is really beating it on this half pipe, that's who you need to check out. Khloe Kim wins gold in women's snowboard halfpipe at the 2018 Olympics, and just does it with such panache and flair, and great American kid coming out of South Korea. Again, I mean, I'm even replaying some of the highlights because I was so excited about it. You can kind of hear that in the background. 17 years old, Olympic gold, halfpipe. She met the expectations. I mean, she was facing coming into the games. In her first run, she was dominant, posting a 93.75, which was 8 points better than her closest competitor, and it was certainly enough in the end after the three runs for her to win gold. So she is the future of snowboarding. There's no question about it. At 13, she was too young to go for it, but now she is going to be pretty dominant, I think, for years to come, and the crowd goes crazy for her. All right, hang through. Coming up next, we're going to check the mail here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Joins us. He is so funny, and he's hard at work on Kevin James' new series that's coming out, and it's getting a lot of publicity now. I just saw a blurb a couple of weeks ago in USA Today about that. So, Michael, first of all, welcome, and we'd be remiss not to ask you about that, because when we last left you, you pulled up stakes and left the West Coast to go to New York. What's it been like working on this series with Kevin?
It's been pretty awesome. I tell you what, I'm living in Long Island now, which is like the most patriotic community I have ever seen in my life. It's crazy. It's the best. It's like old school Americana. So I'm really digging it. And then I'm going to be moving my show, The Flip Side, to the East Coast as well. So that's been a boatload of fun. It's weird. Like every season on The Flip Side, season one was Dallas, season two was L.A., and now season three is New York, so maybe I'll do Paris or London next year.
Nice. Good for you. That's exciting. So while all that's going on, I know you pay attention to what happens in the comedy world in general with comics and with late night guys slash comedians. And Larry Wilmore, we talked about him and of course, the big correspondence dinner that he did. And now Larry Wilmore is signing off at Comedy Central, not by choice. Comedy Central is dropping him. Are you surprised by that or no?
Not really. I mean, I've always thought, like, half the country is Republican, half the country is Democrat. Pretty much. Those, like, don't quote me on that, but it's just rough guess. There's, like, 7 full-time comedy shows that make fun of the right. Not all of them can succeed. I mean, God bless Larry Wilmore. I hear he's a very nice and a very funny guy. But at some point, you can't have 7 shows on the air that all do the same thing. Like, oh, I'm going to tune in and get my laughs about the stupid Republicans from Samantha Bee and The Daily Show and John Oliver and Bill Maher and Larry Wilmore. And it just, like, the list can't just go on forever. So he had to go bye-bye.
And, you know, some people are talking about Will Moore and saying it, and I think what you say is dead on, that there's a saturation point, and so only a few are going to rise to the top, and the rest maybe make it in the middle, and the others would eventually get dumped off. But what's been going on is some of this backlash saying that, oh, it's because of, you know, it's the whole he's black and what he had to say at...
At the
dinner, and it was just terrible. But that's not really it, is it?
Here's what's going to happen. He's going to get wrapped up in a giant big bow of it was too brave. America wasn't ready for a show that was just ready to look and talk about race issues and political. Like, he was ahead of his time. That's what'll be the thing. Now, and this is the horrible thing to say, had that been a white guy on there, it would have been outrageous. Like, finally, the show gets canceled. He leaves in disgrace. I mean, there's just such a double standard. It's beyond ridiculous. But I want to celebrate brave Larry Wilmore and his super brave show. And he'll be back. He actually is. Now, I'm going to tell you something, the truth here. Like, that dude has a stellar reputation as a phenomenal writer and comedian. So Larry Wilmore will be back.
And isn't that the whole thing about comedy? Comedians have friends, and friends help friends. And if you're a good guy, good chick, you know, good pal, and you do what you can do, you can find gigs.
Absolutely, yeah. Be funny. Be funny first, and it's amazing. If you're a good human being, you're always going to have friends. If you're a bad human being, you're not supposed to have, unless you're Hillary Clinton. Then you can just buy them.
Oh, I like that. Ooh, there's a dig. be funny first. I love that. Be funny first. I mean, that's kind of a good question. I've had people say to me, I've dabbled a little bit in stand-up very weakly, but occasionally I'm funny, Michael. But here's the thing. People always say, well, how'd you get funny? How do you get funny? Do you think it's something like for you? Is it something you're born with? You have a natural affinity for making people laugh, or no? Can you grow it?
Well, I think there's both sides. Like me, I'm Irish Catholic family, youngest of five kids. Mine, literally, I've thought about it, and mine is just a desperate cry for attention. It really is. Look at me. But other people, like some people, are genetically born with they have that gift of timing, and other people, it can be learned. Everybody is funny. Everybody is funny. It's just how often they're funny is the big difference.
I love that. Everybody is funny. Oh, by the way, we share that. I'm from an Irish Catholic family too, and I think you're right. I mean, here's the question: when you're a kid and you have to do the whole confession thing, did you say the same thing over and over again? I broke my mother's plate.
Yeah, I had my standard go-to one. The worst is when it's, like, for real, and you haven't been in a long time. Like, you haven't been in a super long time, and you're like, oh, my Lord, I got a bunch here. I'm so glad this is anonymous.
But here's the key thing. Do you remember the prayers? Okay, like, I was just praying. Just say Hail Marys, because I got that memorized.
Yeah.
Forget the rest, right?
Yeah. I'm not even worried about the number. But it's really weird how it is, like, cathartic. Like, it works. I would recommend you feel so much better, whether it's real, whether it's fake. I totally believe in the power of confession. I don't you feel so much better when you leave. You're like, woo.
Yeah, there is something about that. The unburdening, right?
Yeah, that guy knows. I'm still walking around on planet Earth. I've been struck by lightning. I guess it's all gonna work out.
Exactly. I think there's a bit in this. So maybe we've written a bit.
I'm writing it as we speak.
I love it. I know you're busy. You're shooting and you're working on the Kevin James deal, and we can't wait to see that. Thanks for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And, yeah, we're on CBS this fall. It's going to be super funny. I'm very, very happy with the way this show's going.
Cool. Can't wait to see it. Thanks, Michael.
All right. Go Tribe.
Love it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a funny guy Michael is, you know, talking about he is definitely one of the busier performers, writers in the comedy world. And he mentioned it. He's the host of The Flip Side with Michael Loftus and The Loftus Party on radio, too. And he just has that timing. I love what he just spread for all of you to hear. Be funny first. And everybody is funny. It's just a matter of, you know, how often you're funny. I don't know. Have you met people, if you're listening to me, have you met people that just are not funny? You've never seen anything out of them that's remotely funny? Or maybe there's something funny there, but you just, you know, you just haven't seen it. So if you don't know The Flip Side, and this is how we found Michael, what the Flip Side is about, it's kind of like what I say on ATM. It's the other side of the news. So mixing in what's happening, the kind of that topical humor, obviously. He's got that stand-up in him and really kind of mixes it up. And his background is stand-up comedy. He's a veteran stand-up comedian, but he's also worked in TV for a lot of years. That's why he got this thing with Kevin James, as he said, it's coming up in the fall on CBS, but he worked with Charlie Sheen. There's a punchline every minute, right? But he said Charlie Sheen, and just in general, his family was incredible. If you ever watched Anger Management, if you ever watched that show, a lot of that came from the head of Michael Loftus and the rest of the comedy team that was there, of course, because it wasn't just him alone. No man is an island, or no man is funny unto himself, right? Writing all those lines. And then he also worked on George Lopez's show, too, for ABC. And the George Lopez show, boy, there was some really funny moments that I can remember in George's show. And of course, as I said, you know, the true test or testament to Michael is where he started, got his chops, and it was doing that stand-up comedy on Comedy Central. He's had, you know, full-hour specials on Comedy Central. And also on True TV's The Smoking Gun Presents. And there's some really funny stuff there, because I know when we've had him on before, a lot of you have asked me, oh, how do I find Michael? Where do I find him? And his website's pretty easy, theloftusparty.com. And that's L-O-F-T-U-S, loftusparty.com. You can find his stuff there. And, of course, he is very, very tweetable. And his handle is, his Twitter handle, kind of like in the old days when they had truckers, what's your handle? At Michael Loftus Comic, at Michael Loftus Comic. All right, hang with us. Speaking of The Flip Side, I'll meet you there.
A special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So I'm totally excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room. He may be, I don't know, zoning out, perhaps grabbing a few Z's or meditating, and I completely relate to that because Peter Friedman from Calm.com, my favorite new app, is going to join us. And Greg, I have to tell you, it's been a game changer for me. Sometimes with, you know, everything I have going on, radio shows and speaking, you know, my crazy life and writing a book, I have a hard time winding down, especially.
No, you have a hard time winding down.
Shocking, but this app has been a game changer for me. I fall asleep. I turn it, I put it on, and it's right there at my nightstand, and it's awesome. And I've also used it when I've been in before I get on a plane, where I used to say I can't even try to meditate. I can't calm my mind down, and I use it then too, and it's helped
That's
me.
That's
different.
You know, as you were describing it, and by the way, I want to, Peter, it's great that you're here. Peter Friedman, he works with a company called Calm.com, and I want to spell it because it's a little hard to catch verbally. It's C-A-L-M, like calm down, Calm.com. And Peter's the producer of a movie called Ba Ba Land, which we're going to talk about. But I want to say, Kate, and Peter, we will let you talk too. Don't worry. It's
okay.
But it is our show, gosh darn it. but I want to, you know, I'm getting on a plane to New York tomorrow, and as you were describing this app, I was thinking maybe I should download that and listen to it on the plane.
Yeah.
So I'll check that out. I will report back. Do you think we should let Peter talk now?
I think we should, Peter. So here's the question. I want to ask you this. You are the producer of this new film, Baba Land, for Calm.com, and apparently it's an 8-hour slow-motion film about sleep, but the crazy thing...
How about sheep,
not sleep. Sheep and sleep go together, by the way. It's billed as the dullest movie ever made. What is that about? How did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, and if you're the dullest guest we've ever had, this interview is not going to last very long. So, unlike the sheep, you better pump it up.
If you're still awake in 5 minutes, then I'll be doing a poor job. Yeah, we came up with the idea because a lot of people use Calm.com as a way to help them get to sleep. And one of the most popular features on Calm.com are their sleep stories or bedtime stories for grown-ups. So we were chatting and talking, and we were discussing, well, what would be the ultimate insomnia cure? And one of the ideas suggested was an 8-hour slow-motion movie about sheep, which sort of the antidote to Hollywood action movies, where, I mean, a movie like The Bourne Supremacy, for example, the average camera shot lasts about 2 seconds, where we have camera shots over an hour long. So it's basically, it consists of 8 hours of sheep standing around in a field doing very little. So we are billing it, as you say, as the dullest movie ever made and as the ultimate insomnia cure.
So is it 8 hours? Is it significant that it's 8 hours long, or did you get bored after 8 hours?
The reason for 8 hours, of course, is because that's the number of hours that we're supposed to sleep to get a good night's sleep. But the director's cut was about 12 or 13 hours. We really had to battle with the director to get it down to 8 hours. So we may release that if there's enough public demand. There's also a trailer that's just under 90 seconds that you can find online by Googling Baba Land. So that's for those who haven't got time to watch the whole 8 hours. Yeah, so far we've only released the trailer. We're going to do a world premiere of the movie at a cinema in the centre of London in the UK in September, probably mid-September, and we're also going to be doing a global webcast on the same day, which will be a world premiere, which will be on calm.com, so people across the world will be able to watch it.
Are Kate and I invited to the world premiere? Because
you are certainly invited. There will be members of the cast attending.
No, really?
Yes.
There will be sheep
the world exclusive. But you're invited either to the premiere in London or to watch it online on calm.com. We also hope it will have a future on TV. I mean, it's an example of the art film genre known as slow cinema, which, as you know, is characterized by very long camera shots and general lack of plot or action or narrative. But it's also an example of the growing genre of slow TV, and a number of TV channels, including Netflix and the BBC and various channels in Scandinavia and Czech Republic, there is a growing appetite for slow TV, long, slow programs in which very little happens. So we expect that after it premieres in the cinema in London and on calm.com, that it will have a future on TV, maybe on Netflix, maybe on a dedicated channel.
Mm. Wow. So you made this movie for Calm.com. We haven't really delved into the company at all, so tell us about the company, Peter.
Well, Calm.com is a very fast-growing meditation app. There's a number of, as you know, there's a number of guided meditation programs of different lengths and on different themes that you can enjoy. I mean, it's actually started by two British guys, but it's based in San Francisco. Mm. And it's growing very fast. It's last month passed 10 million downloads, and the company is growing, will grow in revenue about threefold this year, so it's going to grow about 300%. It's also just launched its first physical product last week, in fact, which is called Sleep Mist, which is a lavender sleep spray that you spray on your pillow. But what's unusual about it is it goes with while inhaling the lavender spray, you also listen to an accompanying sleep story or bedtime story on a lavender theme. So it's a kind of new combination of aromatherapy and audio therapy, a combination of smell and sound to help you. So, I mean, lots of people in Silicon Valley, I'm sure you know, are doing all sorts of high-tech things with virtual reality to create immersive experiences, but this is a very low-tech new type of immersive experience, combining, as I say, smell and sound. So you really, you will go to sleep while listening to a very slow, relaxing story about lavender and lavender fields in Provence in southern France, while inhaling the special spray, which is scientifically proven to help you relax and not off to sleep. So yeah, it's doing all sorts. It's growing very fast, and it's doing all sorts of innovative things. The Babalan movie and the first physical product are both examples of how it's starting to move from online to offline into the real world. So it's going to be occupying both spheres, the online and the offline world.
I want to bring this conversation back to the topic of sleep. We're talking with Peter Friedman. He's the producer of the new film Babaland. It's B-A-A, if that reminds you of a sheep, it's deliberate. Babaland, it's an 8-hour slow-motion film he made for Calm.com about sheep, and it's billed as the dullest movie ever made. And Peter, what I want to ask you is, you made the movie, you said, 8 hours long because that's how much time we should be getting sleep. I'm guessing you have some statistics about how much time we're actually getting sleep.
Yes, I'm trying to get them to hand. I know that tens of millions of Americans do have serious sleep problems, and insomnia is a modern and growing epidemic. Yeah, the statistics are pretty frightening. So most people are getting significantly less than that. Fortunately, I'm not one of them because sleeping is one of my big talents. We did a survey a few weeks ago to find out which day of the week people had most difficulty sleeping, and the runaway winner was Sunday. Three times as many people have trouble sleeping on a Sunday as on any other day, and the day when people have least trouble sleeping is Thursday night. And the reasons for those two things are connected. And the reason there are a number of reasons people find difficulty sleeping on Sunday night, but the biggest reason is they disrupt their routine. They kind of go to bed late on a Friday, and even more on a Saturday, and then they sleep in late on a Saturday morning, and then by the time it gets to Sunday night, they're not tired, they're not sleepy, and then so they can't get to sleep. Then they start worrying about they can't get to sleep, and then they get into a vicious circle. And I mean, by Thursday night, they've just about got back into their routine after spending a whole week getting back into the groove, and then the weekend comes round again. So yeah, sleep is a huge problem, and that's why one of the reasons that Calm is growing so fast, because people use both the meditation programs and the sleep stories, the bedtime stories for grown-ups, to help them get to sleep. And they're both kind of natural sleep aids, because it's obviously far better if you can get a natural aid than if you have to rely on medication.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to hear more about the premiere. We definitely have to have you back on, because I want to see what that cast of hundreds, all those sheep, are like. Peter Friedman, Calm.com, and the producer of Babaland. I love it. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Is a guy named John Register. If you haven't heard him, you need to hear him speak. In fact, go to johnregister.com and you can, you know, learn all the details about this tremendous person. He was an All-American track star. Then he was an amputee, and then he overcame that and became a Paralympic medalist. Just an amazing, energetic, engaging. I mean, there's so many adjectives I could use to sum up this guy, but so positive, and you can feel his warmth and positivity when you see him. John, it's good to catch up with you again.
You too, Kate. Great to be on the show again.
So let's talk about, you know, we kind of have, I think a lot of people, since we'll talk about speaking first, a lot of people have this mentality of victimization. Something happens to them, unforeseen. Your life is going on and it's great and you've got that plan and you had a plan and you were on the right track, so to speak. And then what happens when you get hit with this wicked curveball? I guess you have two choices, right? To either bathe in being a victim or come out of it and emerge maybe even greater. And do you feel like that's what happened to you?
Yeah, we do have a couple of choices because we all will go through some type of adversity in our lives. And how we handle it is either going to push us towards, victory and success and our metal podium performances, or we're going to go down to a downward spiral. And I experienced both of those when I had my injury as the eighth fastest 400-meter hurdler in the country and, some 25th in the world at that time. In the speaker community, as we say, anytime you have something tragic happen to you, you have a story.
So you did have a story, so you found that story in all right. seriousness. That's crazy. I want to tell people here, because they know how I feel about veterans and people who serve, and we have had so many soldiers on our show and so many others involved in the military, and you were part of Operation Desert Storm, right? And that kind of disrupted your training program.
That's correct. I joined the military for very personal and selfish reasons. I wanted to continue to run track and field. I was a four-time All-American at Arkansas, and the Army had a program. It's called the Army's World Class Athlete Program. There are actually 10 soldiers on the Rio team this year, as well as 2 Paralympic athletes on the Rio team that are still on active duty serving in this program. On my way to my training, I got called up for Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and I was terrified, went to the war, came back without a scratch, and then began my preparation training for the 1992 Olympic Games.
Yeah, and that's when you had your accident. Tell everyone what happened.
Well, I was training for the games after 92. I was 17th in 400-meter hurdles. I had a real good shot at making the team in 1996. I went across the hurdle in a training session and landed awkwardly, dislocating my left knee, severing the artery behind the kneecap, and then 5 days later, making the tough decision to actually amputate the leg because of poor circulation and the arterial blood flow, which, of course, moves blood away from the heart to the lower portions of our body. I had to make that tough call. And it wasn't easy. I mean, the pain actually spoke for me, but after the amputation, I looked down at my 29-year-old life, and all of a sudden, I was changed. I was different, and I had to begin the process of creating a new normal.
Yeah, and it didn't take long, actually, for you, John. I'm not surprised because you're such a driven person. But what was it, 18 months later, you're competing in the Paralympic Games in Atlanta?
Right, and 18 months prior, I didn't even know about the Paralympic Games. I didn't know there was this parallel games for athletes with physical disabilities and visual impairments. It was my wife who actually not really told me about the games, but actually put me in the mindset to get back to a healthy and active lifestyle. And as I was struggling, as many of us do with our challenges, she said, you know what, we're going to get through this together. It's just our new normal. Those were the words that pushed me to say, I can't wallow in what has happened, what's transpired, because that leg is past. And I didn't overcome the amputation because if I'd have overcome the amputation, I'd have my leg back, right? Mm-hmm. I overcame those things that were the stigma I had against myself, the stigma of other people saying what I could or could not do if they were in my situation. And why those stigmas were there in the first place. Those are things I had to overcome. And I also had a great avenue of sport and swimming to help me get back to a healthy and active lifestyle, and I just happened to fluke up, mess up, and actually make the Paralympic swim team.
Yeah, and you know, it's great, too. So you make that team, and then there you are at the Paralympics in Sydney, Australia. What was that like for you? That had to be awesome.
The Paralympic Games in Sydney was probably the best experience of my sporting life, not just because of the competition and that we trained for. In my case, this was 20 years of culmination, an injury, an amputation, and then getting back and on the track. And now here I am, 6.5 years post-injury, and I'm competing in the long jump for a medal. And I wound up winning silver by, the gold medalist was 4.5 inches farther than I jumped. And to have that experience with all my family there, with an amazing crowd of Australians that were supporting every athlete, this whole movement of just celebrating who we are as humans was it's indescribable, that feeling. feeling. And it wasn't just for the athletes. It was also for those that were witnessing this. I call it the what to wow. Because when we watch Paralympic sports, some people think they confuse it with Special Olympics. And it's not. It's a difference. It's a total difference in governance structure. It's not participatory. Special Olympics is. This is gold, silver, and bronze. People are going to fight and scratch and scrape and train as hard as they can to be the best in the world. And when you see that moving forward, this what to wow is, what is this all about? What are we watching here? And then you see a person with no legs run underneath 11 seconds for a 100-meter dash. You say, wow, that was amazing. Or you see somebody swimming about a second slower than Michael Phelps, and they're missing a leg. These are amazing, incredible athletes, and they don't think of themselves as something special or superhuman. They're just doing what everyone else in society wants to do, and that's be treated with dignity and respect. The last growth is that we go from what to wow, and then oh, and that's where I want to get to with Paralympic sport is, of course they should be doing this. It shouldn't be any different than us celebrating, you know, when LeBron won, you know, for the Cavs this year in basketball, or Steph Curry shooting lights out in threes. If you practice at excellence, you will have excellence. And that's in any walk of life. I don't care if you're CEO or if you're opening up doors as the frontline leader. If you practice it, you will become that which you want to be.
Wow, great words. Practice it, you'll become that which you want to be. And you said it, Paralympics, because I've been watching them for a long time, are incredibly competitive. It's, like you said, not to be confused with Special Olympics for some reason. Initially, I think people just didn't realize what Paralympics was, but now I think there's no question about it. It has become bigger and bigger and bigger, and if you watch the Olympics, they're emphasizing it. They're talking about it, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, you can watch, you know, in an American audience, if you're watching and you're paying attention to the commercials that are on right now, they're teasing up the 66 hours that NBC is going to be showing the games that start on September 7th in Rio de Janeiro. So you're going to, companies are starting to align with social causes around Paralympic athletes because they realize that these athletes are training at the same rate and sometimes even harder and have greater physical ability than their Olympic counterparts. So, for example, BMW is unveiling their wheelchair racing chair for our athletes who are going to be competing on the track. It's an amazing. They have jumped the game in wheelchair racing design by 10 years, at least 10 years. It's amazing. They built out the bobsled, the two-man bobsled for our men's and women's bobsled team. So we're using technology to advance it forward.
Wow. Love it. All right, we'll be looking for that for sure, John, and we appreciate you spending some time with us. I'm going to tell everyone again, go to johnregister.com. Great speaker for people listening that have businesses. Everybody's clamoring to get him in their house. John, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you a bit later.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.